know how long the child's been dead.
That's the deuce of it. The pathologist chap no more than needed a quick look at the body to say it had been frozen for a pretty good period of time before being buried back there.
Frozen? You mean stored away? Like in somebody's basement freezer or something?
Apparently. Miss Smith, you realize you are participating in a privileged conversation. The child has parents somewhere.
Look here, I have got some ethics.
Not a word, even of the hint of a story, can go out from you.
You have my promise, Brigadier. It's a pretty tragic mess. I'm not going to make it worse. But I don't work for a tabloid, you know. My editor would respect the family's right to find out first.
Back to the matter at hand. What age are we talking about? A child old enough to be lured away? To walk into a dangerous situation?
11 or 12. Old enough to set out on his own and be taken by a total stranger.
Or someone he knew. Old enough to consent to go a good distance from all safety. How was he killed? What was the actual cause of death?
We don't know yet. The pathologist said he would try to let me know, but he's not hopeful, so...
You thought I might have a go with my equipment.
What do you think? Can you find something on when the lad was killed?
If the body was stored in a frost-free unit, there would be almost no way to determine how long it was stored, as they go through a temperature variation cycle every few hours.
So, we may never find out much.
Well, I didn't say that. Was the body clothed?
Yes.
Well, the clothing may tell us a lot, and other attributes. When do you want me to look at it?
Look, what about searching around the freezers here? I mean, the victim was found right on the grounds. You'd better get moving before any other evidence is spirited off or destroyed.
For one thing, there are no massive freezers here, apart from those accessed daily in the kitchens for meal preparation.
No, of course not. Chocolates are never frozen. They're stored at about 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
And not only that, our police friends up here are certain that the Hylers plant can have nothing to do with the murder.
Why not?
Oh, Jack Hylers is quite the squire around here. Salt of the earth type, man who pulled himself up by his bootstraps, fellow who gives the poor laborer a chance to get ahead. He and his workers do a lot of work for St. Nick's, the children's hospital.
Plenty of opportunity, then.
Not one complaint. Not ever. However, it does seem that the body of the poor lad was taken from storage someplace else and buried hastily in the wood on the backgrounds of this facility. Not a stone's throw from a country lane. Nobody's out that way after dark. It could easily have been a chap who brought the body out a long way to get rid of it.
Has Royalty House been alerted?
Yes, they've expressed shock and concern, but they want distance from it.
If we have no idea who the dead young man is, I can at least determine if he's local to the area or not. That may help us deduce where he was born and raised, possibly clue us in on where he was mistreated and killed.
I'll see to it. I'm off to set up liaison between unit and the local police. Had to check it with Geneva, as it may turn into a significant public matter. But they say to give what help we can to the locals. I'll be in touch, Doctor. Call Benton if you need me. They'll patch you through.
Do you still want us here?
Yes, of course. We've still got a report to do on the two suicides and any link to Royalty House. Have a quick look round and get back to unit as soon as you're ready. I'll talk to you later. Good day, Miss Smith.
I don't fancy a tour now. It just seems pointless.
We'll sort this out.
Doctor.
It will be all right. We'll get it sorted out. We'll find out whoever did this and make sure he can never do it again.
Yes, I have to help you. Like I've helped you before.
So I need you to be brave and dependable. I always know I can count on you.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with me. Of course I can help you, and I'm going to. I want you to be able to depend on me. What do you want me to do?
Well, finish your breakfast and then get ready for the day. We've got the tour at 11, so we'll take a look at the inner workings of this place.
All right, Doctor. I'm not hungry. I'll go get ready for the tour.
We've left dishes all over. I'll clear up a bit. Oh, still got a few chocolates left from last night. Better get my share. One at a time. I shouldn't expect even the finest house of chocolate to leave handcrafted specialties lying about in glass dishes.
All ready. What? Are you standing there eating all my chocolates?
I'm sure the maid service will restock the candy dishes while we're gone.
Come along, dear old dad, and no wandering off.
Ooh.
listen to those birds. Sure is sign of spring. It's setting up to be a lovely day out here.
Constable, inside that building and only a few rooms away, the body of a child is waiting for the final series of inspections that will confirm all the atrocities done to him. I don't have much admiration for a beautiful day.
Sorry, sir. I forgot what we're about.
It is hard to believe that such evil could exist under this fresh spring sky. And this same sunlight is pouring down on the man who committed this crime. Sometimes you wonder how the earth can stand it.
Yes, sir.
Wait here. As you have a taste for the fresh air, you ought to enjoy it.
Come in. You're Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart.
How do you do?
I'm the coroner for this county. First case like this up here.
Have you got those tissue samples for unit science team?
We'll have them ready for transport to your site in a couple hours. And I brought these. Here you are.
What's this? Reports.
What your science advisor requested. Overviews. And I don't doubt you'll find something interesting, though it has little to do with this case.
What's interesting?
The higher incidence of stroke in this village and the surrounding farmland since Royalty House built their headquarters here.
Does anybody else know of this?
I've made my reports to the NIH. I've pointed out the unusual spike. Jack Hylas has seized the hearts of the common people here. He knows that any single person who threatens our way of life will likely be removed before he even lifts a finger to say one way or another. Good day to you.
So what do you think of the flower beds?
Well, they're bright enough, smell heavenly, but not the masterfully arranged gardens you've seen elsewhere. The colors don't blend. The design doesn't follow the curve of the land properly. A large garden array like this should look like it's part of the landscape. But this looks like somebody just plopped down some flower beds. Almost overpowering fragrance, though. Be nice enough if... Hey, look! Is that a greenhouse down that way?
A great big greenhouse, I should say. Actually, a row of three or four of them.
You don't think they're trying to produce their own cacao on English soil, do you?
I doubt it. Cacao is very difficult to mess about with. Fragile.
Oh, that's our summons for the tour. It's back the other way. Our visitors have left their room. Where are they?
Oh, good morning, young Mr. Hylers. Several couples have gone down to the paddle boats. Another group has gone to the wine tasting. And
I'm talking about the unit people, you idiot. The old man and his daughter. The scientist and the girl.
We've got them there on camera four, sir. Strolling the gardens.
Strolling the gardens, my foot. They've spotted the greenhouses. I'd better go stop them.
They likely won't go exploring, sir. They're scheduled for the next tour of the manufacturing area.
Perfect. Call Evans and tell him to meet me at the greenhouses. We'll set up our own reception party for that girl, that Sarah Jane Smith. It won't take me a minute to get her away from that old codger. If curiosity killed the cat, let's see what it can do to a journalist.
To the processed floor of the best chocolates in Great Britain. But remember, this is a live work zone. Chocolate is produced here 7 days a week, so I must ask everybody to stay together on the yellow line as I lead you through the process.
May we ask questions?
Yes, you may ask questions, but one at a time, and please keep your voices moderated. Are we ready? Let's go then. Before grinding can begin, the beans must first be sorted. We blend our beans carefully and then grind them by blend.
You don't roast the beans yourself?
Well, no. We purchase them in lots already roasted.
Wouldn't that damage the flavor then? Having some day laborer roasting the beans? If the heat gets too high, you lose the flavor. Up in smoke, as the saying goes.
You know, I am just a tour guide, miss. I will have to refer your questions up to the experts, but you'll find no higher standard of quality than the quality of Hyler's Royalty House chocolate. Come along then, let's go see the grinding machine.
Bet he'd like to throw me into one.
Once upon a time, cocoa was ground by hand. Strong men had to bring all their weight down on reinforced pins to crush the roasted beans to bits. These days, our grinding process is carried out by automated processing in large, enclosed milling machines.
And the machine process works just as well?
Better. With machine milling, we can reduce the cocoa powder to smaller than 8 microns. Essentially, we create a cocoa dust rather than a powder, and this ultra-refined dust is much smoother on the palate and has a longer stay in the mouth. The enjoyment of chocolate relies heavily upon texture and feel. Chocolate must linger like silk, reluctant and yet not stubborn about being swallowed. Excellent chocolate coats the tongue with a velvety softness before going down.
Velvety softness, now I like that.
Oh. You startled me. One rarely sees a combination of sophistication, elegance, and velvety smooth softness.
Oh, Mr. Hodlers, I didn't see you there in the crowd. What brings you here?
Well, I was wondering where the tour had got to.
Is this young lady peppering you with questions?
You're Hylers.
I am David Hylers. I'm general manager of the plant. My father is Jack Hylers. You must be the husband of the lovely young lady.
He's my father.
All right then, miss, but you sure have a lot of questions for a mere tourist. So really now, who sent you? Weight Watchers? Some slimming down program? All those running Be Fit people? Local jogging club? Vegetarian society? We'll have none of that here. The purpose of Royalty House is to enjoy all the delights of the senses. So let's enjoy the tour.
You will see 3 long, wide troughs, all stainless steel, all filled with thick liquefied chocolate. The wide rakes use paddles instead of teeth. They comb through the thick substance again and again. Notice the lovely swirl patterns in the pools of chocolate that slowly close up after them. We can measure the viscosity of the chocolate by the way it responds to the sweeping of the paddles.
Beautiful, isn't it? It's actually a pleasure just to watch it.
Yes, beautiful.
It's necessary for the chocolate to be completely subjected to the will of the craftsman. Roasted a long time without rest, then ground, then pounded to almost nothing. Then it's pressed so that every bit of cocoa butter is pressed out of the chocolate.
Yes.
We make the chocolate suffer, because we are the master craftsman. But it comes back to the craftsman with perfect sweetness because of what it suffered. Every mastery is total mastery.
It suffers.
Sarah, you've fallen behind the rest of the group. You'd better hurry to keep up with us.
Dad. Sorry. We were looking at the chocolate. Here we come.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our tour. Any questions?
So have you seen enough, Miss Smith? Any more questions?
Yes, I have a question. What are you growing in those greenhouses?
We're not growing anything unusual in those greenhouses. They are unsafe and are off limits to the public.
What for? What have you got growing back there?
If you must know, we spent 3 years trying to grow a special hybrid cacao tree in them. It's almost been wiped out by a fungus called witch's broom. We subject those greenhouses to regular intermittent showers of phosphine. The liquid poison rains down and then rapidly converts to gas and should kill all fungal life.
And does it?
And not completely, not so far. It is extremely difficult to completely eradicate the fungus. It may take a couple of years.
Surely you observe the law in keeping the greenhouses safe.
We keep them locked and posted, and we have danger signs everywhere. The phosphine would kill anybody who entered during spraying.
A message for you, Mr. Hylers, on the intercom.
Please excuse me. Something may have gone wrong on shift.
This is Hylers.
And this is your young Mr. Hylers.
Is everything ready at the greenhouses?
Yes, the tanks are set up and at full pressure.
All right, it won't take me long to get her up there. Stay out of sight.
What's phosphine gas?
Nerve agent. It is used to eradicate fungal infestations, and it's legal. But a few whiffs of it at saturation levels would stop a person's heart and lungs.
You think they've really got a witch's broom infestation?
I find it unlikely that they were starting a nursery of cacao trees. The greenhouses aren't roomy enough, for one thing, and they don't provide any shade, which a cacao tree must have.
Well, what do you think's down there?
Hylas is coming back.
Well, Miss Smith, I trust the tour answered your questions.
Oh, very nearly.
Well, if the tour didn't quite get all your questions answered, perhaps you'll take a turn around the gardens with me.
Shall I see you at supper, Sarah, my dear?
Oh, certainly, Dr. Smith. I think I can show your daughter what she wants and have her back to you in no time. See you later.
This way to the exit, Miss Smith. Allow me. You know, you'll never convince me he's your father.
Hey, what are you saying?
Only this. If I were prepared to steal a kiss from a very pretty girl, would that old fella punch me in the nose?
I might punch you in the nose. I'm not a girl who can be bought for a box of chocolates.
Well, he's here with the unit investigation over the suicide people. And you're a journalist. I do know that much.
I'm not going to spend the next hour being interrogated by you, Mr. Hylas.
I apologize, Miss Smith. It's just that I am general manager of the production floor. I don't entirely trust a journalist who comes in secretly.
Well, I suppose I did, but honestly, that was just to get the free chocolate, the gourmet meals, the flowers. You know, a weekend with high society.
So you're an honest journalist. Well, then I guess I'll have to reward you. Come on, then.
Where to?
Down to those greenhouses. You're dying for a look, aren't you?
Hey, I thought you said they were off limits.
They are. I'll walk you around them on the outside and show you the gas tanks, and that ought to be enough for you to keep your nose out of them. But I must have your word that you won't enter them without permission.
Oh, all right, then. You know, the greenhouses are further from the main buildings than they seemed at first.
Just up this ridge. And yes, we do need to keep them literally more than a stone's throw away from the other buildings. Look, the phosphine tanks are here. See those white units with the piping that goes up the walls and across the greenhouse roofs?
The buildings are too low for cacao trees. Why don't you tell me what you're really growing out here?
Seedlings. We never planned to mature them here, just develop sturdy hybrids. Look, the phosphine is stored as a liquid and pumped in as a liquid. It rains down from the ceilings and becomes a gas on contact with the air. I'll tell you what, let me check the air levels in the greenhouses. We have at least 5 minutes before the next spraying. If the air levels are safe, you can take a peek inside and see the seedlings for yourself.
No, thank you.
Oh? Are you afraid? Well, it doesn't matter. The air is not safe. We can't go in. And I'm afraid the walls are fogged up on the sides from condensation. It's a tropical climate in there, lots of humidity, so there's no way to show you what's inside, but I assure you, it's just a lot of seedlings. Oh, that's my pager. Something's likely gone wrong on the plant floor. Wait here, please. There's a call box up that way. I'll be right back.
Hey, what are you doing in that greenhouse? Isn't there poison gas in there?
What's that? Poison gas? Whatever for? There's only the special seedlings in there, Miss.
Why, this door isn't even locked. In fact, it doesn't even have a lock on it. All that about locks and placards was just nonsense. Oh, it's humid. Gosh, those trees are so ugly. Spindly and dark. Almost gruesome. Are those really cacao seedlings?
Phosphine liquid now in lines 1, 4, 10, 6.
It won't open. Gas system. Hello, is somebody on the other side? Is there somebody there? 10. Please, is somebody holding the door closed? Let me out.
6.
Help! Please, get away from the door. Let me out. I'm in here. Let me out.
0.
The rendition of the theme is by Prydonian Renegade, and you can view his remixes of the Doctor Who theme at whomix.trileet.net.